It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But we're getting a preview of the event from attorney Tom Mosca. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Sue.
It's nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear your voice. Thank you for letting me speak to you and your listeners this morning.
It is my pleasure, Tom, to give you the floor to talk about this. Tell me about how you became involved in the subject of human trafficking.
Well, actually, it began as a member of the Social Justice Committee at St. Teresa's Church in Shavertown. This is my beginning and how I got involved. We had a program in 2014. We had several speakers on the topic, and we actually found out at that time one of the persons in attendance sent us an email 2 weeks later saying, "I'm a survivor of human trafficking, and thank you for trying to raise awareness to this issue." So we were happy that we could help at least one person at those talks that we gave. That person went on to have to be instrumental in holding a conference at Misericordia. It was called a Call to Action Conference, and out of that conference sprung the NEPA Task Force Against Human Trafficking, of which I am now one of the co-chairs.
Did that, Tom, surprise you that somebody said this happened to me?
Well, you know what? It did. And I think that it's surprising to many people that we have this problem in northeastern Pennsylvania, but we do. And one of the primary missions of the task force is to try to raise some awareness to the fact that this problem is right here in our backyard. And we're going to be doing just that when we hold this Red Sand Project ceremony at the Luzerne County Courthouse at noon on January 31st.
Oh, I thought it was today. Why was I thinking it was today, Tom? I apologize. So it's on the 31st of January at the courthouse.
Correct. It'll be at noon on January 31st. We actually have several of them, but the one at the courthouse, it'll be a brief program. There'll be some remarks by me as co-chair, and then some remarks by Luzerne County District Attorney Stephanie Salavantis. At the conclusion of that brief program, we will ask all of those in attendance to take a cup of red sand and fill the crack in the sidewalk, which is intended to help us remember those in our society that fall between the cracks.
Okay. Is this done elsewhere? Is that where you got the idea from?
Yes. There have been over, I think it's over 200,000 similar events that have taken place at different times across all 50 states and across 70 states across the world. We, as a task force, my co-chair in Wayne County, Michelle Minor Wolf, is having a very similar ceremony at the Wayne County Courthouse at noon on January 31st. She will be giving some remarks. There'll also be some remarks from Vicki Coyle from the North Penn Legal Services, and they'll do a similar Red Sand Project ceremony. We also have two additional ones on that same day, same time, one in Hazleton at Brandon's Forever Home, and one in Carbon County at the train station across from the Carbon County Courthouse in Jim Thorpe.
Tom, when you're reaching out to all these different people in all these different counties around the region, are they telling you similar stories of what you heard?
Yes. I mean, it's not always called, and you see it in the news, but it's not always called human trafficking. So this is a definition that's not always been applied to something that has always existed in the area.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit about what this does entail for those who hear human trafficking and they're not quite even sure what that is?
Well, the majority of human trafficking, probably 75 to 80% of it, is for sex. There's also labor trafficking, and there are some other additional traffickings. But for the majority, and what we're focused on trying to eliminate primarily is the sex trafficking, because that's what's most prevalent. And there are minors involved. There are people that are coerced into this lifestyle, and they're controlled by the use of drugs. It's devastating for these people.
Has anybody been arrested in this region for this, Tom?
Multiple people have been arrested. And again, that's one of the things. We also, as a task force, we give presentations throughout the area. And I'm happy to, we're happy to go do that to any group and organization or for any group and organization. And we can be reached through the Luzerne County Victims Resource Center if anybody wants us to do that. There are multiple examples of human trafficking in the news over the past 3 or 4 years, and we try to cite some of those.
Okay. Well, I hope that a lot of people at least have an awareness of this now, Tom, since you spoke about it. And if they can, you're going to have the NEPA Task Force Against Human Trafficking event at the courthouse in Luzerne County on January 31st. The participants will gather at noon on the south lawn of the courthouse, unless it's bad, and then you're going to have it in the entrance of the courthouse. But this is an opportunity to raise awareness and create discussion. So I hope it does. And I really do look forward to talking to you more about it in the future to see if by spreading this awareness, more people come forward and say, yeah, you know what, this happened to me.
Yes, we hope that as well.
All right, Tom. It's always great to talk to you, and thanks for doing the show today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Attorney Tom Mosca. Once again, the NEPA Task Force Against Human Trafficking is holding the Red Sand Project ceremony at the Luzerne County Courthouse on January 31st around noon. And what they're going to do is fill cracks in the sidewalk with red sand.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.